At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you could tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Ross Tucker, CBS Westwood One color analyst, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. What options do you think the NFL had with Calvin Ridley, Ross?
Not many, Dan. I mean, it's something that they talk about often, even back when I played, when it wasn't legal in the United States to bet on NFL games. It's all over the locker room. I mean, both in the stadium and at the practice facility. It's one of the first things they tell you at the start of training camp every year. They are very clear that you can, not only can you not bet on NFL games, you can't be associated with people that bet on NFL games. They know that you can't be giving your buddies tips and things like that. I think they had to suspend him for a year. I think they did the right thing.
But can you see, I'm trying to see his side of things. So when he does his appeal, and I guess he's got 3 days to do that, is there any wiggle room, do you think, for him to say, look, I wasn't playing. I didn't go to a bookie. I didn't bet against my team. I only bet $1,500. I wasn't trying to hide. Can you see the commissioner listening to this going, okay, I'm going to change your suspension?
You know what's interesting about that, Dan? It seems like over the years that if you're honest with Goodell, that goes a long way with him. Now, I got to be honest with you. I'm not sure who exactly hears the appeal. So I'd be curious to see who that is. If it does go to the commissioner because it's discipline, it would go to Goodell. And if people are just open with him and forthright, that does seem to give him a little bit of leniency. I just think with the explosion of legalized sports betting in the United States, it's going to be tough for them to reduce this punishment. I think that they feel like they need to send a very strong message to the other 2,000 NFL players.
Gambling come up when you play?
You know what's funny, Dan? The only two times it ever came up were my first game in college and my last game in the NFL, if you can believe that. I'll never forget, Dan, I'm 18 years old. I'm playing for Princeton. We're playing Cornell. I'm a freshman. It's the season opener. I'm on the punt team and the field goal extra point team. And I don't know why, but maybe it's probably for the Wall Street guys. But back then, they would have the Ivy League lines would be in the newspaper. And this is 1997. My dad calls me that week, Dan, and he says, "Hey, Ross, if I give you a signal in the fourth quarter, let Cornell block the punt." And obviously, he was joking, but it was kind of crazy to think, I'm 18, I just had the prom 3 months ago, and there are people actually wagering money on this? Like, what if I tripped or missed this block? It was kind of an eye-opening thing. My dad was joking, but it was still funny. And then the last one, Dan, is unbelievable. My career ended with a neck injury against the Ravens and for Washington in 2007. So I'm on injured reserve, okay, which means you get paid for the whole year. But I knew I was retiring. I knew I had herniated disc in my neck and bruised my spinal cord. I knew I was done. So I didn't go to any games or anything, but you get paid. So picture this, Dan. It's week 17, last week of the regular season. My wife and I and all my high school buddies, we go to my one buddy's house in Charleston, South Carolina. It's New Year's Eve. We're going to have a big night. And the Cowboys are playing Washington. If Washington wins, they make the playoffs. If they lose, they're out. So if Washington wins, I get $18,000. So it's about 30 minutes until the game starts. And I tell my buddies, and now remember, I'm from Reading, Pennsylvania. I tell my buddies, "Hey, if Washington wins, I get $18,000. Three of them pick up their phone. They're like, "Let me call my bookie. You got to put $9,000 on the Cowboys right now. You got to hedge. You got to put $9,000 on the Cowboys." Yeah. I'm like, "No, I'm not doing that. That's illegal. I'm not doing that." I will say this, though, Dan. Watching a football game where you have $18,000 riding on it, having beers with your buddies, I have never been more into a football game in my whole life. I mean, it was unbelievable. Washington won. We made the playoffs. I knew I was getting the 18 grand. I paid for everything that night for New Year's Eve. It was epic.
We're talking to Ross Tucker, the meathead, James Vanderbeek. By the way, James Vanderbeek turns 45 today. The actual James Vanderbeek. You turned 43 last Wednesday, so I don't know if you've ever crossed paths with the actor James Vanderbeek. You could play his little brother in a movie.
Well, little but bigger brother.
Yeah.
No, we haven't crossed paths. One time when I was filling in for you, Fritzy got him booked, and then he canceled it. And I think it's because of what I said about him on the show. I think on the show we were talking about Dawson's Creek, and I just thought he was a little bit of too soft on Dawson's Creek, okay? Or even, to be honest with you, I thought his priorities were all screwed up on in that movie.
Well, wait, what's Blue. Softer, acting in Dawson's Creek or watching Dawson's Creek?
Oh, I watched Dawson's Creek every episode. I would get together with the girls in college. It was me and like 12 girls watching Dawson's Creek. It was amazing. But in Dawson's Creek, he was always like, "Oh, Joey, why don't you love me?" So I didn't like that. And then Varsity Blues, he's starting high school football in West Texas, and he's caring about academics and trying to get into Brown. He needs to focus on what matters. And what? Oh, and the girl with the whipped cream comes in, and he does nothing with it. She's got whip. Oh, she's only wearing whipped cream. He does nothing. I am convinced Vanderbeek heard me talking crap on his characters on your show and canceled on Fritzy as a result.
And those are all fair points. Was it Ali Larder?
I like how you say it like you don't know.
Yeah, yeah, the whipped cream girl. All right, we have a Aaron Rodgers bet. Where Aaron is going to end up? You got to decide today. Where does Aaron Rodgers stay, go? Broncos, Steelers, Titans, retirement, other?
Yeah, man, I'm going to ultimately say Green Bay.
Okay.
I think my hesitation is because if it was Green Bay, you would think that he would have already said that by now. But there's been enough talk I've seen of LaFleur meeting with Aaron Rodgers' agent and David Dunn, his agent, talking with Russ Ball from the Packers. I guess I don't understand why your agent would be spending that much time talking contract with the team if you were planning to leave. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And I think all these reports about him being torn or whatever are just a way to get more favorable contract terms or more money or more leverage, whatever he's looking for. I don't know. I'm going to say he stays in Green Bay.
Yeah. It feels like they're giving him everything that he wants. They're bringing back his old quarterback coach, Tom Clements. It felt like Green Bay is going to release this information of, hey, this is sources. This is going to change the quarterbacking market salary-wise. That doesn't get out unless you feel like maybe Aaron is not going to come back and we did everything we could to keep him.
It's a fair point. It feels like most of the reports that have come out have been from the Packers side. It's not like Aaron Rodgers' camp would be leaking that, you know, he's been offered $50 million or they're going to make him the highest paid guy. You know, that doesn't really help Aaron's image if the belief is that this is about money. I think most people want to believe, at least, that this is not about money. It's about him going where he has the best chance to win the Super Bowl, which, I don't know how you argue that that's Denver over Green Bay. I think that's a tough argument to make, especially in the AFC over the NFC. I just think he's having a tough time realizing what Brady did last year, what Stafford did this year, and not thinking that maybe he also needs that change of scenery to get another one.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point as well. We have a draft bet, quarterback draft bet, and we haven't talked to you since we made it. Paulie has a bet that he thinks a quarterback goes in the first 13 picks this year. And the over-under is set at 13.5. Are you with Paulie? First 13 picks, we have a quarterback selected, or are you going to take the over?
I'm with Paulie. I'm going to go the under on that. I think, you know, it's tough, obviously, because we haven't gotten to free agency yet or seen what happened with any type of trade market. But I think Washington ends up taking a quarterback at 11 if they don't get a guy. And I don't know that they're going to get somebody else. I mean, there's just not that many guys available. And Washington has evidently called everybody already. Literally, they called the Chiefs about Mahomes, which is amazing. That would be great content, by the way, to have that conversation be videoed when they ask if Mahomes is available for trade.
Yeah,
I just don't know that Washington's going to be able to get a veteran that they're happy with. And I think at 11, they'll probably end up taking one of these kids. So I'll go with Paulie on the under.
You were joking about Kenny Pickett's small hands and the fact that, you know, he played outdoors, played in Pittsburgh. How did that go over on Twitter?
Dan, it is remarkable how much people cannot sense sarcasm on Twitter. I mean,
but can we come out with, Ross, how about sarcasm font? Like, you know that if you write it this way in cursive or whatever, that you mean to be sarcastic.
Yeah, but that kind of ruins the fun. You know, for a while, I literally, for people that didn't see it, my Twitter is at Ross Tucker NFL, and I said, Kenny Pickett's hands are way too small for him to be able to play in a cold weather NFL city like Pittsburgh. Knowing, by the way, I live in Pennsylvania, I'm from Pennsylvania, I know Kenny Pickett was just at Pitt the last 5 years. It's a joke. You know, I've gone full spectrum on this, Dan. For a while, I thought it was funny that people were just this dense and that, like, they didn't get the joke. But now it's actually a poor reflection on me. Like, these people either don't know who I am or they think I'm that stupid. It's not funny anymore. Don't laugh. It's
not
funny
anymore.
I'm not.
I'm sorry. We actually had a hand measurement size here on the show.
I heard. I can't believe Marvin has the smallest hands.
Yeah, Marvin. Marvin's like 6'2", probably 220, and he has very, very small, delicate hands.
I'm shocked. Guess what? This is going to surprise you. I don't have very big hands either. I think I used to wear like an XL glove because when you're wearing gloves as a lineman or really any player, you want it to be as tight as possible. Like you almost want it to be painted on. You don't want there to be any extra fabric at all because you want to feel like you're not wearing gloves even though you are. I actually have short arms and small hands. Those are my two worst qualities, but I have a huge head and a crazy torso. I'm basically like a real life Mr. Potato Head. Like it just doesn't make sense. Watch, look how big my head is. Yeah. Now I can't put it like a, watch, my head is way bigger than my hand.
Yes.
Look at that.
Yes, it is.
Way bigger than my face.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I don't have very, and it was an issue. Like if the, I will say this, if the weather wasn't good and I was playing center, like in Buffalo or New England, it's not easy. It's not easy to grip the ball. Like there is something to that.
Yeah. We don't make a big deal out of wide receivers' hands or the center's hands, but we do make a big deal out of the quarterback's hands.
It's an issue for centers, not as much of one as quarterbacks, obviously, you're not controlling the ball. You're not throwing the ball. People, I mean, Dan, by the way, you should see that tweet. People hit me back with the exact temperature of every game he played for in Pittsburgh. People were telling me that there was four games the Steelers played after Pitt's last game in December and January where the temperatures fell below. I mean, people take this stuff. We realize this is football, right? Like, this is fun. He's a good quarterback. Like, people take some of this stuff way too seriously.
That's why we love having you on, Ross. Thanks for joining us as always.
Of course. See you guys.
That's Meathead James Vanderbeek, Ross Tucker, Ross Tucker Football Podcast, also Even Money Podcast. You can find him on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. Because when I first read it, I thought, oh gosh, Ross is going to get torched on Twitter because he is thinking Kenny Pickett can't play outside because he has small hands. And I go, okay, he got me. And because I was going to say to Paul, hey, reach out to Ross. You know, he's going to get roughed up here.
Help him out.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. We ended last hour with the saddest song that's in our life. Now, there was a survey done in England, 2,000 adults, and they had some of their saddest songs of all time. People want to give us their saddest songs of all time, like Barry in Long Island. Barry, who is, I think, 65 and single, and I don't know what could be sad in your life, Barry.
First of all, it's 61.
Okay.
Secondly, I will soon be Barry from Santa Fe, so everything is beautiful.
Okay.
However, ironically, the most sad song ever is Alone Again Naturally by Gilbert O'Sullivan. The guy's father dies, the guy's mother dies, he climbs up a nearby tower only to almost throw himself off. That's a bummer, man.
Well, thank you, Barry, and good luck in Santa Fe. What was Barry's philosophy on life, Seton?
I do what I want, when I want, if I want. Something like that?
With whoever
yeah,
I want.
Who I want, yeah, yeah something. It's yeah. Everything is whenever I want. If I want, I do what I want, when I want to do what I want to do.
Yeah. Don in Vegas. Hey, Don, what's on your mind today?
First-time caller, 6'1", 75. And then I was saddest song ever is 8th of November by Big and Rich.
Okay.
No,
I'm not familiar with that. Paul, are you familiar?
I know Big and Rich real well. They're yeah. popular, but I don't know that song specifically.
Okay. Craig in Washington. Hi, Craig. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP.
Hey.
Got a sad song, I think, Kansas, Dust in the Wind.
Mm.
And the second comment I had was, when you guys were off on vacation, I listened to Jim Gray talking to goats. I thought it was phenomenal. Didn't know much about Jim Gray. And if anybody gets a chance, I think that's just an excellent. I didn't read it. I listened to it on Audible.
Yeah.
Perfect. And one last thing is Suck at Front Row. Thanks, Dan.
All right. Well, thank you, Craig. Yes, Paul.
Dust in the Wind is no longer a sad song after Will Ferrell covered it in Old School during Blue's funeral scene.
Yeah. Every time I hear it, I can't help but laugh. Yeah, Seton.
Somebody just tweeted in. This is a pretty good one, too. The Somewhere Over the Rainbow, that's a sad song. I don't know if it's intentionally sad, but that is a sad song.
I don't remember feeling any way about it.
It's a sad song. Listen to it while you're driving for a long time alone in your car for a while. I bet you start crying.
Is that Judy Garland?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Tom.
It's Birds Fly Over the Rainbow. Why then? Why can't she? She wants to know like why everyone's able to accomplish these things and do things that they probably take for granted, and there she is just sitting there on the ground.
American Pie, Day of the Music died. Don McLean.
It's too happy.
Too upbeat.
Yeah, it's way too upbeat to be a sad song.
Huh.
Okay. Did you write the book of love and did you have faith in God?
Like, yeah, it's a very peppy plane crash song. Very peppy for a plane crash song.
Super upbeat plane crash song.
Song should be morose.
So of all of the Buddy Holly dying songs, that's a little too cheery?
It's the saddest, most upbeat one.
They didn't have a category for that with the survey here. What's the most upbeat sad song ever?
Songs about death that rock. Yeah. Go.
Volume 2.
That's like, oh, that'd be great. We should do that.
Well, Stairway to Heaven.
Yes. That kicks ass.
Stairway. It does. It starts off where you're slow dancing, and then all of a sudden it kicks up, and then, you know, you're buying the Stairway to Heaven. I don't know if anybody gets emotional listening to that, but that is Free Bird. Is that a sad song too? Yeah, Paulie?
Fade to Black by Metallica is about death, but that song is awesome. Hmm. Everyone likes that.
Okay. Reggie in Mississippi. Hey, Reg, what's on your mind?
Hey, 6-1, 2-hundy.
Yeah.
Mick Marvin's song by Stevie Wonder, that's an extremely sad song. I remember hearing that song from Tupac and Janet Jackson's Poetics Justice back in 93. So, yeah, that's a sad song. But mine would be Eminem's Stan. That's extremely disturbing and sad. You remember that scene? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Reggie. Reggie, getting a little deep there. And Mick Marvin song. Seton, you're a big Eminem fan, right?
No, I wouldn't put myself in the fandom category.
Okay. No. Oh, no?
No. Slim Shady, that's not my guy, but I have tons of respect for what he's done, but I'm not necessarily a fan.
Okay. I've heard Stan, but I don't know. I don't remember Stan.
Well, that's how, like, now when people are, like, stanning you, you know what I mean? Like, oh, that guy's a stan for whoever. It's based off of that song.
What's that mean?
Like, internet lingo. Like,
what's Stan stand for?
Like obsessed with somebody else, or like just like a unrelenting, in a creepy way, supporter.
Oh. Sean in Oregon. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind?
I got a sad song for you, and it's a good song. It's by The King. It's called In the Ghetto.
Oh, and his mama cried. Yes. That's a good one. That used to be my karaoke go-to. When we went to Dimples in Burbank.
You brought the house down.
Well, I don't know about that.
I remember.
But, yeah, got up there. And we had to get there early because we had to be up early the next morning. And I think Dimples, we got there around 7 o'clock or something. And did a little Elvis. And his mama crying. Yeah, Paul.
I have the cassette of you singing it. Someday I'll do a deep dive in my office and find the cassette of you singing, because the owner, Sal, gave me the cassette years ago, and I have it in a box.
Okay, but who was there that night?
Famous?
Yes. I thought there was Paris Hilton.
No, we were there once when Kiefer Sutherland sang. I remember that. He was there. He was in his cups, and he got up and sang a little bit.
Yeah.
Cato Kaelin, our buddy. He was there that
was
night.
He?
Yeah. Our buddy Cato Kaelin.
Yeah, I don't remember.
He was there. Yeah. Dennis Haskins.
Oh, Dennis Haskins.
Mr. Belding.
Yes.
Yeah, he's
he was always there.
Yeah, he was fun to hang with.
Yeah, always there.
Those are the three that I remember.
Yeah. Yes, Tom.
The Saved by the Bell principal just hangs out
yes,
there? That's pretty wild.
Yes, he loved his karaoke. How about Knock, Knock, Knocking on Heaven's Door? Well, Bob Dylan? Anybody? All right. Jason in Florida. Hi, Jason. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP, I got a great one for you guys, man. Out of the box, Metallica 1, about a guy who comes home from war, has lost all his limbs, just laying in a bed, can't move. It's a great song, but also depressing if you hear the lyrics. But Metallica 1, that's got to be up there.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with that. Yeah,
it's a banger.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, Todd?
Garth Brooks has a song, just the title alone, If Tomorrow Never Comes, is very upsetting, and he's kind of looking at his wife while she's sleeping, and he's wondering has he told her enough how much he loves her and feels about her? What if for some reason she doesn't wake up or he dies, whatever? Has he made sure she knew how much he felt about her?
I think REM won that contest, the survey, Everybody Hurts. And I could be completely wrong about it, but it had to do with you know, teenagers feeling bad and, you know, that everybody hurts, you know, that maybe talking about suicide or, you know, trying to explain that, hey, everybody hurts. I mean, I saw them perform it in Atlanta and it was really moving when I saw them because it Michael Stipe really, when he starts to sing it, you know, I mean, there's no other voice like that. And it just, it has that, I've been in your shoes before feeling with Michael Stipe, lead singer. Yeah, Pauline.
But that's one of those songs, it kind of ends up, it ramps up that that R.E.M. song.
Yeah. Yeah, Seton.
Well, because like ultimately the message of it, right, is to challenge everybody to hold on,
yeah,
right, and that you're not alone.
Yeah.
If you remember, too, the video for that was really powerful because it was, like, it started out, I remember, there was all of these people sitting in their cars in traffic.
Yeah.
And like just the symbolism of, while you think you're alone in your car, we're actually all in this together kind of thing, mm-hmm, was just really powerful.
Mm. Okay. Joe in California. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind?
Doing.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, when Mickey Mantle was dying of cancer, he knew he was going to die, and he was friends with Roy Clark, and he asked Roy Clark to play at his funeral yesterday when I was young.
Okay. Thank you, Joe. I don't remember that. Actor Josh Duhamel is on the phone. Do you have a sad song, Josh?
I do, Dan. Tim McGraw. Don't take the girl. Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing when he was 8 years old. You remember that one?
I think I remember it. I'm trying to figure it out by listening to you sing it, but that's...
Don't take the girl. It's really sad. I literally listened to it a couple weeks ago, and I got a little tear in my eye.
I'm going to guess that's what a lot of guys said to you, don't take the girl away from them. And you did. Right?
Yeah, let's go with that story.
So you're engaged now, right? So you took the girl.
I am engaged. I took the girl.
That's awesome. And when are you getting married?
I'm not telling you that. You're invited, though.
Well, you got to tell me when you're getting married. I got to make plans.
You'll get a special invite, Dan.
Okay.
You and the Danettes.
Oh, okay. A group effort. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are we getting married in North Dakota?
I can't tell you that, Dan. You're going to have to wait to get the invite.
All right. Will I need a passport to go?
No.
Okay.
No, you won't.
All right.
You might need some mosquito repellent, though.
Oh, it's North Dakota. Here we come. I love it. You got a new show out, don't you, coming up?
I do. You know, I wasn't even calling for that reason, but Fritzy said, hey, congratulations on the new show. I was like, oh, yeah, that comes out tonight.
Oh.
Timing's perfect.
Oh.
And I'm also going to be part of the March Madness tournament brackets, I hear.
The Celebrity Bracket Challenge?
Yeah, who you got this year? Who's your Final Four?
I don't know yet. I got to do some research. I got to do some homework. I like Gonzaga a lot. I think Gonzaga is the best team. They might be better than last year, but I got to figure this out here soon.
Do you watch much college basketball? This time of the year?
This time of the year, yes. Yes, I do. I love championship week. But last week is when it felt like I did a little bit deeper dive into this. And, you know, watching North Carolina beat Duke. How good is Duke? Are they going to be a 3 seed now? You know, so I got to.
I think Krzyzewski's going to use that. I think they're going to go deep. They might make the Final Four, might even win it. I think they were really, really pissed off at themselves for not winning that basketball game.
Well, they should be. They nearly gave up 100 points at home. I mean, that's about as embarrassing as it gets. By the way, it's Josh Duhamel. The new show is The Thing About Pam. And you didn't even ask for a plug. It's on Peacock. Who is Pam, by the way?
Pam Hupp is a woman from Troy, Missouri. The whole thing came from a Dateline special that went on to have this really popular podcast afterwards. The story itself is one of those that you wouldn't even believe if it weren't true. It's just crazy what happened. And Renee Zellweger plays Pam Hupp and does an amazing job. It's, you know, it's very dark subject matter, but the show is actually kind of darkly funny. It's got that quirky sort of Fargo-y feel, I think.
Oh, good.
And she kills it.
Wait, literally?
Literally kills it.
Well, you said Dateline, and always somebody ends up dying in Dateline.
Yep. Yes, they do. I got to meet Keith Morrison, by the way, the other night.
And what'd you think? What'd you think?
Oh, he's just like, hello, Josh.
Fritzy does a pretty good impersonation of Keith Morrison.
Remember the old lady living on the park bench? She was just sitting there minding her business, or was she? She certainly had a lot of information for the Dade County Police Department.
You got to slow it way down, Fritzy.
Yeah, Todd can't slow it down.
All right. Well, hey, I just wanted to call and say hello to my boys.
Hey, congrats on everything, and then we look forward to the wedding invitation.
Right. I think I got Purdue, Kentucky, Duke, and UCLA in my Final Four. I think.
Okay.
Don't hold me that.
All right. I got to go.
All right. You bunch of maniacs.
Okay.
Later.
All right. That's Josh Umil. Got engaged. I think he got engaged to, like, Miss America or somebody. You know, that guy needed a break in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glad he finally got it.
I think when you win Miss America, it's automatic. You have to get engaged to Josh Duhamel. It's part of the prize package. And your Corvette. And here's Josh Duhamel.
Yeah.
A date with Josh Duhamel.
Yeah. Although I brought it up to my wife. I said, I saw a picture of Josh Duhamel. He's starting to look a little older. And she goes, I don't know. And I went, what? She goes, no, I don't. Well, maybe he's getting older, but he still looks good. I go, seriously? That's what I have to deal with sometimes. That and Clive Owens. Like, you know, I don't get that.
Oh, that's one of her favorites?
Yeah, my wife.
Yeah.
And I go, Clive Owens?
Well, he's ruggedly handsome, which is even worse than being pretty boy.
No. Well, she got neither with me. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
The Players, Saturday at 1 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Go to PeacockTV.com to sign up. Yes, Paul?
Is that the course, is the little par 3 17 island?
Yeah.
Have you ever played that one?
Yes.
Is it mental?
Yes.
How you
and just, physical.
It's less than 150 yards, right?
Probably.
Maybe I'm wrong.
These guys hit wedges. It's just you can't help but notice it. You're coming up to 16, and it's a par 5, and you just look over. You're on the green on 16, and you just see that green, the island green there. And it's in your head as you walk over to 17. And I hit a 9-iron into the water. Yes, I did. And then I said, look, I'm not going to play this course again anytime soon. And re-teed and then put it on the green. But enacted as if the first ball going into the water didn't happen. But yeah, mentally, because these guys, give them a wedge, they can make magic. But on that hole, you start to think too much. Nick Wright, First Things First, co-host on Fox Sports 1, joining us on the program. Good to see you, Nick. Hey, how are you?
You played Augusta, Dan?
Yes, I did.
So why don't you is it faster to just figure out the courses you haven't played?
There's a lot of courses I haven't played. I've been
St. Andrews?
Yeah, played that.
Okay. Pebble Beach.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so maybe it is faster to go with the ones you haven't played. Maybe some in Dubai or something.
Cyprus. Cyprus is a really difficult golf course to get on.
Did you play at the one in Detroit that just burnt down?
No,
Oakmont,
I didn't.
Oakmont, I think it is?
Oakmont is in Pennsylvania, I think.
Okay, well then the famous one in Detroit.
Oak Hills?
Burned down. I
think
know.
Oak Hills. I think that's it.
Oh, okay.
Do you play golf?
I want to, and I said that this summer I was going to dedicate, like, that was going to be my leisure thing, is to be able to be, I just want to break 90 so I can, when people such as yourself invite me out, not that you ever would, I can say yes. Right now I can't say yes because I'm not good enough, but I just found out last week that I'm basically a professional fisherman, deep sea variety, so I think that's what I'm going to do this summer instead, deep sea fishing.
I would like to invite you to play golf with me.
See,
this summer.
See, you did that because you knew I just said I'm not good enough. All right, once I get good enough, I'm playing.
Okay, you break 90. You break 90. How's that?
Deal. That's okay. A goal. Thank you, Dan.
How about we do surf and turf, golf and fishing?
Oh, deal. I'll teach you how to fish because you don't look like a fisherman. Your hands are too soft. Too much life of luxury.
I'm an angler. And I am actually a fly fisherman.
That doesn't seem fun. That just seems like an excuse to drink.
No, no. If you go deep sea fishing, that's when you drink. When you go fly fishing, you have to work every single cast. You got to work.
Well,
you
got to
work.
Fun.
No, it's competition.
But how big are the fish? They go, it's like this big. For radio listeners, I'm making a small.
No, you can catch some pretty good fish. Okay. And on all a right. fly rod, it feels bigger.
So, oh, does it?
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay.
Just letting you know here.
Okay, hi.
First reaction to the Calvin Ridley story was?
Well, listen, obviously he has to be in trouble. And I had a number of reactions. As a gambler, I'd like to see the Venn diagram of people that have uttered these words, I don't have a gambling problem, and people that actually have a gambling problem. Because that did concern me. But when I saw what the bets were, a 3, 5, and 8-team parlay, I'm like, okay. So this guy's not like a gambler. He
hey,
was just
Nick, can you hold on for a second?
Yeah.
I got breaking news. We have the results of the Aaron Rodgers story.
Oh.
Okay. So Paulie knows, we don't know. Now, does he stay in Green Bay or does he go? And if he goes, where does he go?
He's staying.
Okay.
If I'm wrong and he's going, it's Pittsburgh.
Okay. I've said all along, if he left, it was going to be Denver. And I thought the longer this went on, he was going to leave. Paulie, give us the information here. Aaron Rodgers is?
According to Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, the Packers and MVP Aaron Rodgers have agreed in terms on a 4-year, $200 million deal that makes him the highest paid player in NFL history, sources say.
Wow.
He gets a whopping $153 million guaranteed, and his cap number actually goes down. 4 years, $200 million.
Wow.
Such a joke. The whole thing.
Why is it a joke?
Because the whole thing was about money. This whole dance, and I'm going to go host Jeopardy, and I'm on a self-actualization, and the pen, and they got rid of Kumaru, and they don't respect me. And I miss Alan Lazard over the middle, so I lose to Jimmy Garoppolo at home, scoring 7 points. The whole thing was so he can make $50 million. That's the whole thing. We've gone through all this nonsense. Oh, I want to live in Denver. I want to go to the Titans. It's so all so he can make $50 million. Give me a break. This is what I don't understand. And I'm all for athletes making a ton of money. I don't think athletes are overpaid, but I do think in a hard cap sport that this is, you have to do this math. I would have thought that if a genie went to Aaron Rodgers 18 months ago and said, will you take $10 million out of your bank account and I will change the result of that Seattle NFC championship game where you guys botched the onside kick, you go to that Super Bowl, you beat Tom Brady, you have 2 rings. $10 million for that. I think he would have said yes. He's now telling me no. In fact, I will make it harder to win the next one because the team's going to be worse. And then when they're not as good and he's not as good in the playoffs as he is in the regular season, again, what we're going to hear is, I don't have enough talent around me. I need more help. But you $50 million? $50 million. Okay.
What else do you have, Paulie?
A little more from Ian Rappaport. According to his sources, Rodgers was down to retirement, the Packers, or the Broncos before the decision was made.
Okay.
No offense, Broncos.
I feel bad for the Broncos because they geared up for this. And, he'll have some things to say, I'm sure, on Pat McAfee's show later today. But I know when Von Miller left, they wanted to make sure they got a second-round pick. They were going to load up those picks to go to Green Bay. Yeah, Seton.
He doesn't know.
Sorry to interrupt, but according to Pat McAfee, news of the 4-year, according to Pat McAfee's sources, who knows what they could be, news of a 4-year, $200 million deal is not accurate.
Oh, okay.
So I guess this story's not over.
Is he staying? Is that accurate? That's all I care about.
Yes, he is staying with the Packers.
I don't care about the money.
Cap-friendly deal.
Yeah, and I'm going to guess his source is Rodgers. So,
first of all, how does McAfee's done a great job. There's no shade. But how does McAfee not break this?
I thought he was going to.
If you were signing a new deal and Paulie doesn't break it, bad job, Paulie.
Yeah.
Like, that is like, what in the world? This is just so maddening. The whole thing. And listen, you and I are both in the money and attention business. I get it. I like attention. I like money. I'm not. So I feel like it's a little glass houses thing I'm doing here. But the whole thing feels fraudulent. The whole thing feels like he was squeezing them for dollars. That he wasn't going to Denver. He doesn't want to face Mahomes twice a year. The guy, best I can tell, he skipped this last Chiefs game out of fear of Mahomes. People said, hey, COVID reasons. I just think he didn't want Mahomes to crush him.
You know what? We're in the rooting business. We root for change. We root for stories that we can talk about. And I think the media rooted for stories. They rooted for Tennessee. Oh, my God, Pittsburgh, did you hear Mike Tomlin, what he said about Rodgers? Denver, it felt like that. Whereas staying in Green Bay, that doesn't, you know, that doesn't change much. It's like, okay, Aaron Rodgers stays there.
Yes, correct. And I think the Tomlin thing would have been super interesting. And I think seeing him in the same division as Mahomes and Herbert would have been super interesting. I agree with that. We root for interesting and to be right. Yeah. Like, that's what we root for.
Yeah.
But the other part of it is this wasn't out of whole cloth. He started this whole thing on draft day last year. The whole thing.
Well, that was Schefter. Schefter started this on draft day because that wasn't a story on draft day, because it felt like that was imminent that he was going to be traded. And then asking Schefter about that on my show, I said, "That you didn't have any breaking news that day." And he said it was just a compilation of things.
But it wasn't. My point is, this wasn't a media creation. The frustration was real. The flirting with retirement, the thinking he can go host Jeopardy, all that was real. And then all of I'm the most interesting man in the world because I read one Ayn Rand book. All that happened. And then the bizarre Instagram post that's because he was on a bee pollen cleanse. That happened. All of it happened. And the end result is, oh, I was never leaving, but I got the most money any player's ever gotten. Good for you.
He's Nick Wright, First Things First co-host on Fox Sports 1. The reason why I was going to have you on, the main reason was LeBron on the shop coming out saying, hey, I get pissed off. Nobody ever talks about me as being a great scorer, one of the great scorers of all time. I view that as a compliment because, you know, Alex English and Adrian Dantley and Carmelo Anthony, those are great scorers. LeBron could be the greatest player of all time. So I didn't know if he was manufacturing something to say.
Well, let me ask you this. Who do you think is considered a better scorer, LeBron or Durant?
Durant.
But they average to the tenth of a point the exact same amount of points per game for their career, and LeBron does it on a higher efficiency. Who do you think is a better scorer, LeBron or Kobe?
Kobe is viewed as a better scorer.
But LeBron averages more points on a better percentage and a better three-point percentage. So I think that's the frustration.
Yeah, but his game is so much more balanced than Durant's or Kobe's. I don't look at LeBron and say he's a scorer. I mean, he is a scorer. He's not a shooter. He's a scorer. But he's the best all-around player who's ever played the game. That's the better compliment to call you a scorer.
Well, yes.
And Kobe was a pure shooter. Durant's a far purer shooter. LeBron knows how to score. It's not always pretty, but Kobe and Durant got style points.
It's the pretty and it's the style.
Yes.
It's that because so much of NBA analysis is not who's the most effective. It's who reminds me the most of Michael Jordan. And Jordan, while early in his career, was a high flyer. When he was winning championships, it was mid-range, it was jump shots, it was that kind of balletic scoring. And LeBron, it's one of the reasons why people almost like have discounted some of his buzzer beaters, because they came, remember the one in the playoffs against the Pacers, came on a layup. He had a buzzer-beating layup, and so like, well, that doesn't really count. Well, it does count. It literally counts, and it's because it is not scoring the way people are used to seeing people score. But I think you could argue, like, this is what's interesting when we talk about the greatest scorers in NBA history. People aren't. They'll list five names before mentioning 1, 2, and 3 in all-time scoring: Malone and LeBron. And so, like, now I think you can argue, obviously, Jordan was the best scorer ever because he just didn't play long enough, but he was 33 a game in the playoffs, 30 a game for his career. But other than Jordan, I think LeBron's got his case for anyone. But LeBron's got to create these little, you know,
yes,
ghosts to punch at.
Yeah, and that's what I thought he was doing. That, okay, this season is lost. now I'm going to focus on passing Karl Malone. Maybe I can be, Herculean, and I can we can do surprise somebody in the playoffs. Maybe, but this just felt like it was another motivational tool.
That's fair. Can I do? I know I'm only on with you like once a month, but can I start every time I'm on with you? Can we do one thing at the end?
Okay.
I don't know if we're near the end, but I would like to do it.
Okay.
Where I predict a future take that's coming, that's getting ready. It's in the hopper, not from me, not from you in this show, but a take that is going to be in the sports media, ether.
Okay.
LeBron James is selfish for winning the scoring title. LeBron James winning the scoring title is actually not good. If LeBron James was not as focused on winning the scoring title, maybe he would, shut it down for the year. Maybe the Lakers would be better off. It is going to be a cudgel used against him. Mark my words.
Yeah, I could see it. Yeah. Look, but you work on a network where you have somebody who looks at what is the negative LeBron James story, and if there isn't one, Skip Bayless creates it.
Don't. Oh, I thought you were talking about Kevin Wilds. He works on my show. Wilds, that's son of a gun. Yeah, listen, there needs to be balance in the universe, Dan. And so there's me, there's Skip.
Have you ever called out Skip Bayless for one of his takes?
I was sitting across the table from him right before my hour show launched the day. Game 3 of the finals in Cleveland, the first year the Warriors had Durant, when Durant hit the shot on LeBron to go up 3-0. Yeah, we had a nice 15 minutes back and forth.
Okay.
I landed a pretty nice one, because that then turned into a discussion about the championship with Cleveland the year before, and I was told Kyrie Irving hit the game-winning shot, and I said, No, Kyrie Irving didn't win the game. Going up by 3 in the finals doesn't win you the game. I would have thought Ray Allen taught everybody that. Going up by 3. Because this is what people forget. Game 7 against the Warriors, the clinching points were made by one LeBron Raymond James. Right after Draymond Green brutalized him, I thought he broke his wrist, he Wolverined it back, and he heroically made a free throw. That's what won the game. Going up 4 wins you the game. Going up 3 is nice. 4 wins you the game. History will remember.
All right, so we're predicting hot takes. I like it.
No, I didn't say hot takes. It's just going to be in the ether. It's going to be out there. Who said it's a hot take? But you know what? I think just like Russell Westbrook thinks Westbrick has turned into not a slur, but something very pejorative, I think hot take is pejorative. People are like, oh, I always have these writers. They send these little tweets. They're like, oh, these hot take artists on television. Like, first of all, artist, correct. Second of all, take, correct. Third of all, has anyone ever been like, hey, give me some lukewarm soup? No, you want some hot soup. Things that are hot are supposed to be good. They're more delicious. They're more attractive. Yeah. So I, you know what? That's what I'm doing. I'm reclaiming the word. Hot take is a positive.
Thank you, Nick.
Dan, no problem. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. That's Nick Wright, First Things First, co-host, Fox Sports 1. Fritzy, book Nick in a month from now.
I got it.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Have him back. Maybe Nick hosting this show one day, but then he would have to not do his show on First Things First. Put that invitation out. We're going to go fishing. We're going to go golfing. And then maybe when I'm not here a couple of days, Nick will call in sick at Fox. Nobody will ever know. And then he could do this show. Yes, Paul.
Fishing seems, I've done both, but fishing is so much more relaxing than golfing. It's not even close, right? No one gets tense when they're fishing.
No, fishing, you just, it's an excuse to drink.
Yeah.
Golfing, you still have to actually golf. Fishing, you just kind of, if you go deep sea fishing, you just sit there. You know, fly fishing is work.
But that deep sea fishing can be work if you get one of those big ones on the reel now.
Yeah, you can. I mean, they have guys who will do that for you. I just love fish on. And then, everybody has to pull their rod and reel out of the water there. Fish on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.